Penguin Random House Audio presents. But what if we're wrong? Thinking about the present as if it were the past. By Chuck Klosterman. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. With an introduction and conclusion read by the author.
This is not a collection of essays. It might look like a collection of essays, and at times, it might feel like a collection of essays. But that is not the intention. Obviously, you can listen to this book however you choose. I can't demand people listen to this book in sequential order, nor can I stop anyone from skipping around and listening to random chapters in whatever insane pattern they desire. You can listen to it backward, if that's your preference, but it will make more sense if you don't. This is not a collection of essays. For Silas and Hope. If what I say now seems to you to be very reasonable, then I'll have failed completely. This was Arthur C. Clarke speaking in the year 1964, attempting to explain what the world might be like in the year 2000. I've spent most of my life being wrong. Not about everything, just about most things. I mean, sometimes I get stuff right. I married the right person. I've never purchased life insurance as an investment. The first time undrafted free agent Tony Romo led a touchdown drive against the Giants on Monday Night Football, I told my roommate, I think this guy will have a decent career. At a New Year's Eve party in 2008, I predicted Michael Jackson would unexpectedly die within the next 12 months, an anecdote I shall casually recount at every New Year's Eve party I'll ever attend for the rest of my life.